Ohm, thank you very much for taking some time out to join us here this afternoon. I should call him the Notorious Ohm if you check him out there on Twitter. But Ohm, the first question, the big news coming out of the New York reports today is Hakeem Nicks is listed as doubtful for this Sunday's game. Can you provide the latest on what do you think might have happened in the last couple of days regarding Nicks' situation?
And Ohm, do we have you?
Yes.
Ohm. Sorry about that. The big story for you guys, obviously, you're covering right now is Hakeem Nicks listed as doubtful. It seemed like all week he was on track to play. What do you think might have happened in the last 24 or 48 hours?
Well, I guess Tom Coughlin told reporters today that there's some swelling in his knee. So I don't really know if that's because of he's been compensating on this, surgically repaired foot that he had surgery on back in late May. But it just kind of is developing right now, so it's a little bit of a surprise. Last week he was set to play, or at least people thought he was going to play, and then all of a sudden he was listed as questionable on Wednesday morning, and then downgraded to out after he couldn't jog in the morning walkthrough. So it's obviously a condition that's been bothering him for a while, and he thought that he would have to play with pain in his foot, but the swelling in the knee definitely is a concern.
So what does that mean for the Giants? Ramsey's Barden had such a big week last week. Dominic Hickson is back healthy now. Who's gonna take over, and will we still see Victor Cruz in the slot when they go three wide?
Yeah, you'll still see Victor Cruz in the slot when they go with three wide receivers. Ramsey's Barden obviously stepped in for Hakeem Nicks and had a big game against Carolina. He now is probably in line for more snaps, even if Hakeem Nicks were to play. And then you will see Reuben Randall, their second-round draft pick. He probably will see a little more time as at the receiver. They also have Dominic Hickson coming back. He missed last game with a concussion. So, it could potentially be that Cruz and Hickson start, but then Barden comes in quite a bit, and then they move Cruz to the slot when they got to play three receivers.
Going back to that Bucs game, the way that Eli Manning has played 510 yards in that game, another phenomenal outing 10 days ago or almost 10 days ago in Carolina. Does it quite matter at this point who's lining up at receiver for Eli Manning the way that he's playing this season?
Well, it's actually, if you go back to last season, it's kind of the way, Eli's greatness has kind of come out.
He's elite now.
A lot of people were, questioning is he an elite quarterback and all those things last year. And really, I think he kind of showed that not only in his play, but the fact that he kind of was working with a offensive line that had changed. He had a new center. He had new tackles, things like that. He had a new tight end, new third receiver, and he really shined, and he lifted the play of these guys. And this year, he's done it again, amazingly. He has a new left tackle, a new right tackle. He's got, a new tight end. His receivers now are kind of been in flux a little bit with, Ramsey Barden coming in, Reuben Randall. It doesn't seem to matter. He just keeps that offense running and humming, and it's, I think that's a testament to his greatness.
Talking with Ohm Young-Misook of ESPN New York. We've been talking to Eagles players this week and fans as well, and it does seem like the Giants have become the Eagles' number one rival, even though they've won 7 of the last 8 against them. Do you get the sense in the Giants locker room that this is the one team that they look forward to going up against more than any other?
No, amazingly, it should be, if you ask me. But, Justin Tuck was just saying the other day that Eagles-Giants is a little bit underneath Cowboys-Giants to him. I think he said something like yesterday, it might have been, if Giants-Cowboys is, the number one rivalry to him, then the Eagles is 1.1. I think that was what he said. He said, if that makes sense. So, to me, though, it should be the other way around because the Eagles – they kind of own the Giants' number. And in the fourth quarter, the Eagles are the team that always seem to make all the clutch plays because these games usually come down to the final 8 minutes or whatever have you, and they're the ones that make the big plays. So I think it depends. If we took a poll in the Giants' locker room, it might be split. I mean, if you ask those in Minora, he might say the Eagles are the number one rival because of his rivalry with LeSean McCoy.
Let's keep the focus on the defense there for a second. Antrell Roll, he suffered the knee injury when he slid into the cameraman last Thursday night against the Carolina Panthers. His status seems to be up in the air for this game. How much of a different game plan will the Giants have to call? Because the Giants almost showed everyone in the NFL the blueprint for attacking Michael Vick by blitzing the secondary, and Roll was a big part of that the last couple of years. How much do you think things will change if Roll's not able to play? What do you think the Giants schematically want to do, knowing the success they've had against Michael Vick?
It's going to change quite a bit. I think they depend on Antro Roll quite a bit. You know, I think last year, if you remember, Antro Roll had success kind of blitzing Michael Vick a little bit. And he's a good tackler. When they are able to bring him up at close to the line of scrimmage, you know, he's obviously a leader on that team. If he can't play, you've got Stevie Brown coming in and playing for him. Stevie Brown did have a pick last week against Cam Newton coming in for Roll, but you know, they last week they kind of brought in Jayron Hosley to blitz from the slot, and it worked. You know, he was able to get some pressure on Cam Newton, and it was something they did similar to how they, you know, faced Michael Vick last year. And Jayron Hosley's not going to play; he's out. So they got to find some sort of element of how they're going to be able to blitz Michael Vick. Who's going to be that guy that they bring in, because they're shorthanded in the secondary. Prince Mukamara's coming back, and he's going to start. But, you know, they don't have a lot of other guys behind him. Justin Tryon is one guy. Michael Coe's kind of been banged up. So they got to figure out what they're going to do. I would assume that Jaquan Williams might see some more playing time. The linebackers last year, they kind of had shadowing Vic a little bit, and he did a good job. So I think he could potentially play a role on Sunday night.
Om Young-Masuk from ESPN New York. Make sure you follow him at Notorious Om. Thank you very much for joining us here inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.